Our next part of the program, but I'm very happy to present Mr. Bradford. I'd like to stay tonight, but I think I won't take the time now, maybe later. Shortly after I graduated from college, my father invited me to go on an automobile trip with him into Canada. And it was during this trip that the events took place, which have become part of Wyandotte history and are known as the story of the Golden Arm. My dad was born in Upper Stewiacke and knew a good deal about Canada and enjoyed visiting it and had been there many times. So on this particular trip, he was not interested in seeing any of the large cities, but was looking forward to seeing some of the small towns, and I was looking forward to going along with him and enjoying this trip with him. We had no particular itinerary other than to just drive north until we arrived in Canada and then drive west for a few days, visiting these small towns and seeing what we could enjoy about them and having lunch in little inns and spending the night in other little inns, and no hurry, just seeing the byways, so to speak, rather than the highways of Canada. And this is just about what we did. Drove north from here and then crossed into Canada and drove west. And it was good fall weather, and we saw a lot of beautiful little lakes, and we saw some very nice old towns and met some interesting people in them, and had lunch in various places along the way and spent the night in little inns, and we were enjoying ourselves. About the third day on this trip, the weather began to kind of disintegrate for us a little bit, and it got overcast and rained a little bit in the morning, but we kept driving along, and we were talking about a lot of different things, and not paying too much attention to the automobile, and not too much attention actually to the towns we were going through. We just knew that there seemed to be a town about every 10 miles, and the weather cleared up some, and it rained off and on, but about noon, it cleared up enough that we felt we would continue for the afternoon. And we found a town. I remember the little town had a square, and in the square there was an old-fashioned watering trough, which interested my father very much because he had an uncle who used to shoe horses down in Walpole, Mass, and he liked the idea of horses and watering troughs and so forth. So he spent quite a bit of time in this little town as a result of his interest, and then we continued on probably around 3 o'clock or so in the afternoon. It was still overcast and dark, although it wasn't raining anymore. And we were been pleasantly through one little town when the car kind of coughed and sputtered a few times, and we ran out of gas. We're about halfway, we figured, between town